This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The stage is being set for something of a fight over net neutrality, the idea rejected by the Federal Communications Commission last month that internet service providers can't throttle or otherwise favor certain kinds of content over others, that they got to be neutral, hence the name. That is the federal rule now. States, however, have other ideas about this. The governors of Montana and New York have signed executive orders to mandate net neutrality under their jurisdictions, and 21 states and the District of Columbia have sued to overturn the decision by FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoff has the details.
So here's what Montana and New York are doing. They're saying, okay, net neutrality has been repealed at the federal level. We're going to preserve it for our states by making the internet service providers an offer they can't refuse. The executive orders signed this week say that any ISP that wants a state contract to provide internet for state offices or public schools or whatnot, if they want that contract, they'll have to preserve net neutrality. Or the state will take its business elsewhere. Ernesto Falcone of the Electronic Frontier Foundation says the FCC saw this coming and already told states they can't pull tricks like this. But
I think the FCC lacks authority to do that.
The irony, Falcone says, is that part of the FCC's whole argument for repealing net neutrality is that states should be able to make their own rules.
If you get rid of all the federal laws that apply to you, you also free up the states to do what they want.
He says the ISPs could sue, arguing the state is limiting their business. But former FCC chief enforcer Travis LeBlanc, now with law firm Boies Schiller Flexner, says they aren't likely to win.
Because no company is required to do business with the government.
Because these are executive orders and not laws, says LeBlanc, the state isn't legally imposing anything on the ISPs. It's merely setting up a condition for doing business, which is hard to challenge in court. For that reason, he thinks
net neutrality is likely to be with us for the future, at least in New York and Montana.
In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.